call your attention to just a few verses. Scripture today found in Luke chapter 9. Certainly ask for your prayers. Luke chapter 9, reading just a short reading lesson beginning with verse 23. Jesus speaking these words. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?" And I'm going to stop reading there with that 25th verse. I want to speak today about life. I want to put forth the question of why we are here, what our purpose is. And I really believe that the thoughts that the Lord has given me to try to share here today, that this message may be as unpopular in the world that we live in today as it ever has been. Because it just seems like that, people now, and I suppose if God allows time to continue, that this will continue to grow worse. But it seems like that we live in a day of distractions above what there has ever been. We live in a day when the way that people think is so distorted. And I mean, most people would call this negative. I just think it's true. We live in a messed up world. I mean, sin, it seems, and following after sin continues to just make things worse all the time. And the way that people think becomes more distorted and untrue all the time. The priorities, what people consider priority is just way out of whack. I mean, it's just we can see the reprobate mind that exists in people today. And, I didn't intend to say this, but I'm going to. I believe that I've read this. I didn't make this up. I read this, and probably some of you have read this. But I think that a man wearing a helmet defending our nation, defending our freedoms, ought to be more respected and ought to be higher paid than somebody wearing a helmet defending a football. I believe that those that go out and patrol the streets, that work in law enforcement to try to keep us safe, ought to be more respected than any athlete. But, we have got, people's priorities are so out of whack. And I want to say this, that I believe that there are probably the bigger percentage of people walking around in this world that have been given the wonderful gift of life. And that's what it is. It's a gift. Life is a gift because it comes from God. And God is the giver of life, and what God gives are gifts. And the Bible says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So life is a gift. But there are so many people that are living. In fact, as I said, I believe the bigger percentage of people living on this planet today don't really know what life is actually about. They don't really understand the truth of what we're here for. And it seems like that perhaps even among us as God's people, that concept gets further and further away from our minds about what our life is really about. You may have seen this, and some of you may be disillusioned today, but life is not a beach. You may have seen the saying, life is a beach. Enjoy it, have a good time. And, I'm glad that people can, from time to time, I'm thankful that people can get away. I'm glad that people can get away from the stresses that they go through and just maybe go somewhere and vacation and spend some time with their family and fellowship with their family. That's wonderful, but that's not what life is about. We have a greater purpose than that. We are not here for entertainment. We're not here to pass the time playing games. And I tell you, I believe that people would be better off if they could maintain in their mind the concept that a game should never be anything but that. It should never be anything but a game. But there are people that have made athletic sports and athletes and things of that nature have made those things to become life to them. And you may have heard this. I've shared this before. I've made this statement before. You see, oftentimes, somebody in sports, they win the big game, they win the big contest, they get the big trophy, and they're interviewed, and they say, "This is the greatest moment of my life." Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them, I sure feel for them. I feel sorry for that person if that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. I had something happen to me in 1973, that was way better than any trophy you ever could have. And if somebody can truly claim that receiving that prize, that trophy or that award or whatever it is the greatest thing that's ever happened to them, then they're really in need. And they need to understand that there's something far better. If you really think about what the Lord Jesus said here in these verses that I read, he said that if you want to save your life, you got to lose your life. Those that try to save their life will lose their life. He said, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." So if Jesus said you got to lose it to save it, and he asked this question that I think is a huge question. He said, "What would it profit a man, or what is a man advantaged," the way that it was recorded here in Luke, "for what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?" And so what good would it really do somebody if they were to gain even all of the world? And if you really stop and think about what Jesus was asking there, listen, life is not about money. Life is not about power. Life is not about fame. There are greater things for which we are here. There are greater things for which the Lord created us. And I really want to ask that we pray that we can impress that as a church, that we can impress that upon the minds of young Christians that there are much more important things in life than being famous or being popular or being well-known or being wealthy. There are much greater things than that. Those things do not define life. And Jesus, in the 12th chapter of this same book, in the 12th chapter of Luke, in the parable that he taught there, he said the abundance of a man's life does not consist in the things that he possesses. And so, you know, wealth and power and fame and all these things, they should not be the defining things of life. There's a great, there's a much deeper meaning behind life than that. God created us. I still believe that. That God is our creator, that he is our maker, and that we're going to stand before him one day, and we're going to give an account unto him for what we have done in this life. Now, there are many people today that don't believe that, but the Bible teaches us that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we must give an account of what we have done in the body, whether it was good or bad. And I assure you that God did not create us. He did not create man and put him on earth for the purpose that many people think today. God's views on that and his reason for creating us is far more important, and life is far more important than what people seem to think it is today. And listen, life is short. It may be longer for some people than it is for others, but for all of us, it's short. And listen, if you're not careful and if you don't have your priorities in place, before you know it, the years will have passed you by and you will have wasted life. You will have wasted time. You will have wasted that which God put us here for. We were born to serve. We were born to serve, and that concept, I believe, perhaps has been lost today, but there's a song you may... I hear this from time to time. You may be familiar with this song that says, I was born to serve the Lord. And, you know, when you begin to look at life that way, then you're looking at it scripturally, because that's what the Bible teaches us is our purpose for being here, and that is to serve the Lord. Listen, I want to say this today. If you're here and you're lost and without the Lord, doesn't make any difference what you do. It doesn't make any difference what worldly things that you may accomplish while you're here. It doesn't make any difference what you may invent or what you may contribute to help people in their temporal life. Listen, if you live this life and you pass your time here and you die lost and without God, what a great waste. What a waste. I know people surely don't like to hear it, but I'll tell you, I still believe this today. I believe that you would have been better off to have never been if you come into this world and live your life doing nothing but things that pertain to this life, and you pass through time, and you die lost and without God, you would have been better off to have never been born than to die and lose your soul for all of eternity. It won't profit anybody anything to live their life here, no matter what they do, no matter what they gain, no matter what they get their hands on, no matter how much fun they have, no matter how many days they can spend laying on the beach, No matter how many days they can spend in the mountains, no matter how many days they can spend vacationing, it won't make any difference. It won't profit them at all to go through life that way, die lost and without the Lord. You know what? I know, because I used to be one. I used to be a young person. And I know that it gets in the minds of us when we're in our youth. It gets in our minds, what am I going to do with this life? How am I going to spend my time? What am I going to make of myself? What am I going to be? What kind of career am I going to pursue? What schooling am I going to take? All these things enter into our mind. But listen, I want to tell you this, that the very best thing that you can do and the very best way that you can spend your time while you're here is serving the Lord, living for the Lord, living for His honor and for His glory. If you're here today and you're lost and separated from God, you ought to get serious about that right here in this service here this morning and seek the Lord for the salvation of your soul so that you can spend your life doing what you were put here to do, serving the Lord. You ever seen, I won't say that because I know you have. I won't say have you ever seen. Think about when you have seen the things that are written for people when they leave the world. Obituaries that are written, and it talks about where the person was born, where they lived, who they married, how many children they had, what they did, what their occupation was. It lists all of these things that a person did in their life. If you read many of them, it'll never say anything about the time and place where that person found the Lord. It'll never say anything about when that person got saved. Many of them, you'll read, won't say anything about God whatsoever. This person just did this and did that. I believe there's a great obituary that we can find in the Scriptures, what was written about the man named Joshua. The Bible just says Joshua, a servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. Listen, if you can write that about any person, that they were a servant of the Lord, I believe that's sufficient to be said. That person was a servant of the Lord, because that's what we were born to do. That's why we were put here. That's what Solomon realized after all of his years of pursuing life. That's what he realized. That our purpose is to serve the Lord. That our purpose is to reverence the Lord. And if we look in the last chapter of the Ecclesiastes, we find that he wrote that very thing. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the last two verses. Now, this was after Solomon spent years building up a great kingdom, you know, getting musicians and singers and wealth and all these things. And he said, whatever his eyes beheld, he didn't keep it from them. But he came to this conclusion. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. If you look that word up, it means purpose. This is the whole purpose of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And, you know, all I can do today is tell you honestly what's in my heart. I can say this, that as I said, I believe it's wonderful. I've certainly never condemned anybody for it. I believe it's wonderful when families can be together and go places and do things and enjoy good, clean fun and enjoy good fellowship. But I'll tell you what, I'm just as happy to be in the house of God with the people of God, serving the Lord, hearing people testify about the goodness of God in their lives, hearing people relate how that He has blessed them and be with them, hearing people stand up and tell how that He has saved their soul. Listen, there's no place on earth that I would rather be than to be in God's house with God's people when the Lord is present in His Spirit and moving the hearts of His people to testify. I have had a feeling in my life from that that gives me a high like nothing ever has. And I would hope that that would be the greatest desire of every child of God. Listen, the last thing that Jesus ever wanted His people to become was worldly minded, attracted to the glitter and the glamour of this temporary life. We are here for better things than that. We are here to serve the Lord. We are here to tell other people about Him. Listen, those people around us that seem to do nothing but enjoy the pleasures of this temporary life, we ought to be burdened in our heart for them. Those that seem to have no desire for the things of God, it ought to be a great burden in our hearts that there are so many that are lost and without God and don't seem to have any desire to even know Him or to know anything about Him. Paul was really burdened, and he was even talking about religious people, but he was really burdened about the Israelites. And he wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, he said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, Christian parents ought to be more concerned in raising little Christians than they ought to be raising athletes. Christian parents ought to be more concerned about raising people to serve the Lord than to serve themselves and to serve the temporal things of life. And listen, as a parent, if we don't keep our priorities straight, you can bet that your children won't. They'll learn from you. They'll learn from you bad habits just the same as they will good things. And so, you know, it just doesn't, and I want to go back to this, and I want to say this again to you that are here today that are not saved. Listen, if you know you're not saved, what in the world are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You need to get it worked out with the Lord. If you don't know where you stand with God, if you're confused about that, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just remain in that state? Are you going to continue that way? Are you going to just shrug your shoulders and say, "I don't know"? Or are you going to come to the Lord and get it worked out with Him? Listen, today, if you're here and you are not saved, there's not ever going to be a better day than today for you to come to the Lord and seek Him for the salvation of your soul. Get it worked out with God today because you don't have any promise of another day. You don't have promise of another opportunity, and you are wasting your life. You're wasting your life. You're wasting the precious time that God has given you. If I have any regret at all about my salvation, it would just be this, that I didn't get saved younger. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Seek Him. Get saved. Live your life for Him. Serve Him. And if He lets you live to be old, you'll look back across your life and you'll realize that the things you did for Him, you don't regret. You don't regret. You look back across your life and you see that it was always just all about worldly things, and you're going to have sorrow. You're going to have regrets. I'll tell you what, I wish I could serve the Lord better, but I don't have any regrets about trying to serve Him. I wish I could do a better job, but I don't regret 1 mile that I've ever traveled for Him, not one thing that I've ever tried to do for Him. My only regret is that I wish I could have done it better. If you want, don't listen to these people that tell you that life is all about the riches that you can have. Don't listen to that. Life is a spiritual journey. It's a spiritual journey, and it's about the Lord. It's about the Lord. It's about serving Him. It's about living for Him. It's about spending your time here living for the Lord. And if you want the best life possible on earth, that's it. That's it. That's the best life that you can possibly have. That's the best thing that anybody could have possibly written about Joshua, is that he was a servant of the Lord. Brother Strode, let's sing. Lost friend, I want to encourage you, urge you to come to the Lord. Come seek Him. Be saved. Christian friend, if your life has gotten out of whack, if your priorities are not right, get them right. God will help you. Turn to the Lord. He'll help you. He'll help you. While we stand and sing.